Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. It is time for the modern-day men of God to stand up in the face of evil and stand against it. That's the headline. Dr. Paul Blair comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Paul, as I've been listening to you, coming to my mind was what Mordecai said to Esther. For such a time as this, you have shown up with these ministries, and we do need them at this time, do we not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jimmy, one of the things that we have been commissioned directly, if you look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, you know, Paul tells the church to not have any fellowship or take part of or be party to, or I would say be a member of a party of the unfruitful works of darkness. And he doesn't just stop there. He said we are also not only not to be part of them, but we are to stand against them and to reprove them and to expose them. Well, as you said a while ago, we're to occupy until the Lord comes. Our last marching orders are to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ, appoint people to salvation, and stand against wickedness. Quite frankly, we haven't done the job that God has called us to do, at least in my opinion, over the last couple of decades. You know, you look at the influence that the church had in Thessalonica when those new believers, that Paul had only been there for about 3 weeks, but had such an impact in their culture that the pagans came together and accused them of trying to turn the world upside down. And you look at the influence of Christianity in Ephesus, which was the epicenter of idolatry with the Temple of Diana. And Christianity had such an impact in that destination site for idol worshipers that the silversmiths were complaining because their business was being so adversely affected because of the evidence of Christianity permeating the culture. You know, we got 70% of the citizens of America claim to be Christian or identify as Christian. Yet we can't even figure out that there's only two genders. You know, we're allowing men to compete in women's sports. We have mayors and governors across the country issuing proclamations celebrating LGBT Pride Month. Rather than two genders, we now have 100 and some odd genders and counting. I mean, it's time that the modern-day men of God, the modern-day prophets, stand up boldly in the face of evil and stand against it.
Dr. Paul Blair, a former NFL football player and now a pastor in Oklahoma, calling for modern-day prophets to stand up against evil in our world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dr. Blair has issued a challenge for preachers and modern-day prophets to stand up against evil. The Apostle Paul said before his death to preach the word, not fables, but the word of God. And this is for a time when the world is turning away from the Bible. And that's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...